Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of orange juice. It's an industry facing some real challenges.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
We'll be using three different sources to explore these challenges and what they might reveal about the need for innovation in a changing market.
We've got a research report from Scenaria DNA. It's called Measuring Resonance.
Interesting.
Also a LinkedIn article. This one's called Orange Juice Identity Crisis.
Okay.
And we've got a Bloomberg Businessweek article. Orange juice makers are desperate for a comeback. That's a pretty strong statement.
It does sound like orange juice is in a bit of an existential crisis.
Well, it is struggling. That Bloomberg piece highlights a decline in U.S. orange juice consumption. It's a pretty steep drop. Since the late 1990s, when it was at its peak, demand has fallen by more than half.
Wow.
2024 actually saw an all-time low. Unfortunately, the USDA isn't predicting any improvement for 2025.
So what's behind this downward trend?
Well, the article points to a few things. Mm-hmm. Growing concerns about sugar content. You know, people are more aware of that now.
Yep.
Consumer preferences, they're evolving. They're looking for different kinds of drinks.
Sure.
And then there's the rising cost of production. That's always a factor.
The LinkedIn article, Orange Juice Identity Crisis, also talks about this decline.
Yeah.
It stresses the need for brands to evolve, to move beyond just looking at traditional metrics.
I think that's really important these days.
This article introduces the concept of resonance, and the Scenaria DNA report actually defines this concept.
Oh, interesting.
It argues that for a brand to really be successful, it needs to resonate on three levels: emotional, cultural, and systemic.
Measuring resonance actually defines each of these dimensions.
It does.
Emotional resonance, that's about connecting with the desires and anxieties of consumers.
Makes sense.
Then you've got cultural resonance. That's how well a product aligns with the broader narratives and values shaping people's perceptions.
So like what's trendy at the moment?
Kind of, yeah. And then systemic resonance reflects how a product aligns with goals like sustainability.
Yeah.
Consumers are really starting to pay attention to that.
So how do these dimensions apply to what's going on in the orange juice industry?
Well, emotionally, orange juice is having trouble connecting with younger generations. They're much more interested in customized drinks, you know, things like those experiential beverages.
Oh, like those fancy coffee drinks.
Yeah, exactly. And they want drinks with added benefits, functionality, like added protein or ingredients that promote gut health.
This is not just about taste anymore.
Not really. It's about what the drink can do for you. This is a big contrast to the image drink. Orange juice has always had, you know, the classic symbol of a wholesome family breakfast. Lots of nostalgia there.
Sure.
The LinkedIn article actually mentions how Tropicana is trying to push back against all the sugar concerns. They're trying to change the narrative around orange juice and health.
So they're trying to tell a different story.
Right. But the article questions whether simply myth-busting is enough. It's a very reactive strategy. And it doesn't really address the shift in consumer values. You know, people are looking for a more holistic view of wellness these days.
They want products that fit into their lifestyle, not just meet a basic need.
Exactly. And that's where this disconnect comes in. You've got the traditional image of orange juice, and then you've got these contemporary ideas about health. It speaks to the whole issue of cultural resonance. Orange juice used to be associated with vitality.
Yeah, the sunshine vitamin.
Right. But now it's caught up in anxieties about sugar and processed foods.
It's interesting. The LinkedIn author really focuses on Florida. They suggest that the changing image of Florida is actually impacting how people view orange juice.
That is interesting.
Because Florida is the heart of U.S. orange juice production.
It is.
And the author argues that Florida's image has shifted from carefree to more politically charged.
Yeah, it's not just about sunny beaches anymore. That carefree optimism that was once associated with Florida oranges, it's fading.
So it's impacting the product itself.
Well, it's adding a layer of complexity. Issues like political polarization, social tension.
It's casting a bit of a shadow.
I think so. And then on top of that, you have the industry pushing all these blends.
Which is driven by economic pressures,
yeah.
But also changing tastes, I guess.
Yeah, juice makers are trying to stay relevant and manage costs. But it raises the question, do these blends really align with what consumers actually want?
That's a good question.
You know, a lot of consumers are moving towards authenticity and simplicity. They want whole foods. They're interested in single ingredient products.
So there's a mismatch.
It seems like it.
Yep.
And it points to a broader problem, a real struggle to adapt to the systemic dimensions of resonance.
So orange juice isn't doing too well on that front.
Not really. The LinkedIn article points out that all those pressures on Florida orange production, the climate change, the disease, the real estate pressures.
It's creating instability.
Yeah, it's destabilizing the supply chain. Costs are going up, and that's impacting the image of orange juice as an accessible staple.
It used to be so affordable.
It did. And instead of focusing on sustainable solutions, the industry is resorting to cost-cutting measures and pushing these blends. It's further distancing them from the consumer's desire for transparency and ethical sourcing.
So it's a defensive strategy.
It seems that way. Focused on short-term gains rather than long-term solutions.
It's a pretty bleak picture for the orange juice industry. It sounds like they're stuck in this cycle of just reacting to problems.
They are facing some tough challenges, but the Bloomberg article does highlight some attempts at innovation. Some brands are trying to shake things up a bit.
Well, that's interesting. How are they trying to innovate?
Well, Tropicana, for example, is bringing back their stevia-sweetened Tropicana Light line.
So they're targeting those health-conscious consumers.
Exactly.
What else?
They're also launching a new blend, Tropicana Essentials. It's orange juice with apple and pear and water.
So lighter and maybe more appealing to different tastes.
That's the idea.
Mm.
Now, Minute Maid, they're going in a completely different direction. They're moving beyond just traditional juices.
Oh, wow.
They're getting into things like aguas frescas and even fruity wine cocktails.
So they're trying to reach a whole new market.
It seems that way. It shows a willingness to experiment, at least. But whether these innovations will actually resonate with consumers in the long term, well, that remains to be seen.
It's true. Novelty doesn't always equal success. What really matters is whether these new offerings address those core issues of resonance we've been talking about.
Exactly. And that's where the Scenaria DNA report comes in. It provides a framework for measuring resonance that goes beyond just looking at sales and market share. It emphasizes the need to look at the emotional, cultural, and systemic dimensions of consumer behavior.
So understanding why something sells, not just the fact that it sells.
Exactly. And who's buying it? Brands need to dig deeper. They need to understand consumer motivations, their values, their overall experience with the product.
So it's about understanding the stories behind the numbers.
Exactly. One thing orange juice brands could really focus on is that functional beverage trend we were talking about.
So building on that.
Yeah. We see it with the Tropicana Light coming back. And then there are brands like Uncle Matt's Organic. They're adding things like elderberry, turmeric, even probiotics.
No, it's not just about vitamins and minerals anymore.
It's about targeting specific health concerns. Consumers want products that offer very targeted benefits, boosting immunity, helping with digestion. Some are even looking for things that improve cognitive function.
So orange juice needs to become more than just a drink.
In a way, yeah, it needs to offer something extra. And orange juice brands could really capitalize on this by developing products that have ingredients backed by research.
That's something the Measuring Resonance report emphasized, the importance of evidence.
Consumers are much more savvy now. They're bombarded with all these marketing claims. They want to see the science behind it all.
So orange juice brands need to be seen as credible.
Absolutely. They need to shift that whole perception of orange juice from an indulgence to a functional part of a healthy lifestyle.
So it's a reframing of the product itself.
It is, but it's also about the marketing.
So how they talk about the product.
Right. Those campaigns need to move away from the nostalgia and embrace a more contemporary approach, one that's backed by science, maybe collaborate with health and wellness influencers.
Reach new audiences that way.
Exactly, and build credibility. But you also have to consider the cultural landscape.
That disconnect the LinkedIn article talked about.
Yeah, younger generations, they're looking for authenticity, transparency. They want brands that align with their ethics.
So orange juice brands need to demonstrate a commitment to those things.
Sustainability, ethical sourcing, social responsibility. That's what's going to resonate with these consumers.
So maybe highlight fair trade practices.
Yeah.
Or their efforts to fight citrus greening disease.
Exactly. Those are the kinds of stories that connect with people on a deeper level. It's not just about the product. It's about the values behind the product.
So it's a shift from a product-centric to a value-centric market.
It really is. Consumers want to know where things come from, how they're made, what kind of impact they have. And that's both a challenge and an opportunity for brands.
The ones that embrace this will be the ones that thrive.
I think so. But then there's the issue of cost. The Bloomberg article touched on that. Orange juice is becoming less affordable.
So how do brands address that while still making a profit?
It's a tough one. One solution might be to focus on innovation in the production process, investing in research.
To fight citrus greening disease.
Yes. Stabilizing the supply chain could ultimately help reduce costs.
So a proactive approach to sustainability.
Exactly. And what about packaging?
Oh, interesting.
Could they explore alternatives? Ones that are both cost-effective and environmentally friendly.
Appealing to the eco-conscious consumer.
Exactly. So innovation needs to happen on multiple levels. The product itself, the production, even the packaging. It requires a long-term vision.
The LinkedIn article used a phrase I thought was interesting. Proactively create new roles for their products in modern consumption.
I like that one too. It's not just about adapting, it's about anticipating.
Shaping the future.
Brands need to be thought leaders. And they need to create products that meet needs consumers may not even be aware of yet.
What would that look like for orange juice?
Maybe exploring new ways to use it, incorporating it into different kinds of dishes, developing new formats, not just the traditional beverage.
Moving beyond Brexit.
Right, or looking at different markets. There might be untapped potential elsewhere. But then how do brands measure the success of all this?
How do they know if it's resonating with consumers?
That's where the Scenario DNA report has some interesting ideas. It goes beyond just looking at sales figures and market share.
That's just how much they're selling.
You need to understand why. You need to delve into consumer behavior, their motivations, their values, their whole experience with the product.
So a more nuanced approach to market research.
Absolutely. Gathering qualitative data,
yeah.
Not just quantitative data. It's about the stories behind the numbers.
Orange juice brands need to become storytellers.
Yes. They need to connect with people on an emotional level, align with their cultural values, contribute to a more sustainable future.
It sounds daunting.
It is. But it's also an incredible opportunity. If they can reframe the narrative around orange juice, they can revitalize the whole industry.
So it all comes back to resonance.
It does. It's not just a buzzword. It's a fundamental principle for success. And not just for orange juice, for any brand.
Any brand that wants to thrive in this changing world.
That's right.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at the challenges and opportunities facing the orange juice industry.
It has.
And I think the lessons here can be applied to so many other industries.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts? What key takeaway would you leave our listener with today?
I think the big takeaway is that even something as basic as orange juice can be affected by such complex issues. Consumer preferences changing, tastes, the cultural landscape, even these big systemic issues. Climate change, disease.
It really shows how interconnected things are. Our food systems, the environment, the economy, our values.
It does.
I was thinking about how the Bloomberg article talked about orange juice being marketed as this symbol of health.
Yeah.
Vitality, mm-hmm. A staple of the American breakfast.
Those old ads, Bing Crosby, Mickey Mantle, they really pushed that image.
But as we learn more about nutrition concerns about sugar grew, and the perception of orange juice changed.
It did.
It shows how consumer perceptions can shift. Brands need to be ready to adapt to stay relevant.
That's a key point from the Measuring Resonance report. The need for constant evolution, not just reacting, anticipating these shifts, shaping the narrative.
So it's not enough to just defend against negative perceptions.
You have to actively promote a positive image. One that aligns with current values.
And we're seeing some of that, right? The industry pushing orange juice as a functional beverage with those added health benefits.
It's a step in the right direction for sure.
But will consumers buy it? Will they see beyond that image of orange juice as a sugary breakfast drink?
That's the big question. It's one thing to change the message, but consumers ultimately decide if it resonates.
And that brings up another point that came up in these articles, the need for transparency and authenticity.
Consumers are much more aware now. They see right through marketing gimmicks.
Brands can't just talk the talk. They need to walk the walk.
Exactly. The Measuring Resonance report talks about the importance of alignment.
Between a brand's actions and its messaging.
Consumers can tell when a brand is being genuine.
It seems like orange juice brands need to take a multifaceted approach.
Yeah.
Innovation, yes, but also authentic communication. Aligning with consumer values on a deeper level.
It's not just about selling a product. It's about connecting with people, understanding their concerns, offering solutions that actually make a difference.
The orange juice industry, it's a microcosm of what so many brands are facing. The need to adapt, to evolve, to constantly ask, is this product still relevant?
It's a reminder that even those products we think of as staples, they can face an identity crisis. But there's also potential for reinvention when brands are willing to learn and connect with consumers.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what final thought would you leave with our listener?
I would say the next time you reach for a product, any product, think about what's behind it. What are the brand's values? Are they being transparent? Are they innovating in a way that speaks to you?
Those are the questions that determine which brands will succeed. And as consumers, we have the power to shape that future.